Our next guest, been watching it, and I love it because there's some animosity in this series. The
Oof.
Raptors and the Nets. It started with a little F-bomb, and it's just growing. It's been great. Josh Lewinberg from TSN 1050 joins us. Josh, it's been a long time since the Raptors are in the playoffs, but man, there is definitely a healthy rivalry between these two organizations. This is great.
Yeah, there's been a war of words going back and forth over the last few weeks. And, of course, remember, it all started with the Nets kind of backing their way into the postseason with the intention, or at least people believe with the intention, of facing the Raptors. So there is some animosity here in this series. I think a lot of it is probably exaggerated by fans and by media for players on these teams, specifically for the Raptors, who don't tend to engage in trash talk. I think it's mostly about basketball. They're just focused on doing something they haven't done in a very long time as a franchise, and that's winning a playoff game on the road. It's been an awfully long time, and for a lot of these guys tonight, it'll be their first playoff game on the road, so there's an adjustment here, and it's a very big game, obviously. The third game in a seven-game series knotted up at one tonight is going to shift the series one way or the other.
Josh, in the first two games, a lot of these guys are having their first taste of NBA playoff action. Who's the player, in your opinion, that's grown the most in this short time in the playoffs?
I think Jonas Valanciunas, and I'm not even so sure you can specify specifically that it's been this playoff run necessarily, but the last month or so with Jonas and his growth, he's playing with a lot more confidence, specifically on the offensive side of the ball, where he's calling for it a little bit more. He's getting better position in the post, and he's playing with that ferocity, that anger that has made him a different player, I think, in the past. I think he's taken advantage of a favorable matchup in this series against Kevin Garnett and Mason Plumlee, really utilizing his size and strength in the paint. And it's very interesting looking at these three guys in the starting lineup for the Raptors, both Valanciunas, Ross, and DeRozan as well, all making their playoff debuts. And for Valanciunas, he's been the most consistent of the three. DeRozan had a slow start and bounced back in the second game, and Terrence Ross has really struggled. So different ends of the spectrum, I guess, for all three of them in this learning experience as they make their playoff debuts.
Josh Lewinberg joins us. Josh, the matchups. Now, it's different, in basketball. Home floor advantage, you'd think, maybe doesn't have as much of an impact. Because in hockey, you definitely can get the last change, get the certain matchups you want. In the NBA, you can get that on the road or at home. It's pretty much the same. Do you see any changes at all as far as certain matchups? Will Brooklyn want to get some guys that they look in the first two games and say, okay, we want to get this guy away from this guy, or specifically, we want to get this guy on DeMar DeRozan?
Well, that's the important thing about these seven-game series. It's a chess match. It's adjustments made in between games, and I think coaches at this point in the series are more important than they ever have been, the role that they play in making those adjustments. And speaking to Dwayne Casey earlier today, he mentioned that it's kind of those subtle changes in between games. There hasn't been anything drastic, but something as simple as utilizing Landry Fields defensively in the second game after he didn't see the floor in the first game. I thought Joe Johnson really went off in the third quarter of game two against DeMar DeRozan, who's kind of struggled in that matchup. But Landry stepping in the fourth, really doing a good job of locking down Joe Johnson. And for the Nets, they've made adjustments as well. Andre Kirilenko doing a nice job in game two after not playing in game one. So we'll see how both coaches kind of move the pieces on the chessboard tonight. I would look for both teams to stick with that tight rotation that worked well for them in game two.
Can the Raptors continue to rely on their starters like Johnson, Valanciunas, and allowing DeRozan to play so many minutes through this series?
Yeah, I think you have to in the playoffs. One of the things that really helped the Raptors throughout the season is their depth. But as we saw in Game 1, when Dwayne Casey utilized 12 players on his roster, specifically because of the foul trouble, I think that's not something that he intended to do going in. But it was tough for anyone to really get into a rhythm with all the minutes staggered all over the place. Only eight Raptors saw the floor in Game 2, and I thought it really worked to their benefit. Three front court players rotating minutes down low in the interior with Amir Johnson, Valanciunas, and Patrick Patterson, I thought, did a really nice job. So now is the time when you need your stars to step up more than ever. Of course, DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry have played a lot of minutes this season, but this is when they need them more than ever, and I wouldn't expect either of their minutes to be cut down at this point.
Josh, Kevin Garnett, does he have much left, or is he really not that much of a factor in this series in your mind?
No, he's not. He's been battling back injuries most of the season. He hadn't played more than 20 minutes in any game since the All-Star break. At this point, what he brings to the table is veteran leadership, is toughness. I still think he can rebound the ball, which is something that the Nets need badly in this series. The Raptors have dominated on the glass. He can still play defense, but he's a complimentary player at this point. He's not going to, I don't think, win them this series. I don't think he's going to lose them this series. They need, in terms of the Nets, players like Paul Pierce, like Joe Johnson, Darren Williams to step up. Kevin Garnett is there to kind of keep the pieces together. He's the glue that may help this team at this point in the season, but I'm not sure that he tips the scale one way or the other.
How has Jason Kidd done as head coach?
He's done a good job. He's obviously helped this team turn things around towards the latter half of the season. The Nets, just like the Raptors, started off slow. In fact, they were 11 games below 500 on January 1st, and they've been one of the best teams in the NBA since then. So for Jason Kidd, the same way that it's been for a lot of these players that are finding their way with this Nets team, finding their chemistry, it's been a bit of a learning curve. It takes time, but I think he's been a big part of the reason why they've been able to pull things together here, committing to the small lineup using Paul Pierce at the 4 and Kevin Garnett at the 5. That's worked so well for them.
Josh, enjoy the game tonight. If the Raptors are going to get their first road win on the playoffs since 2001 when they beat the 76ers, what has to happen this weekend for them to at least get a split?
I think you need to get one or the other. I agree with you there. They have to manage their emotions on the road. They have to throw the first punch, which I think is important in a hostile environment like this is going to be. You have to make a statement early on in the game. You have to get off to a good start and maintain that throughout. And the way that you do that, especially with a Dwayne Casey-led team, is defense. That's what he preaches. He always says that shots go in, shots don't go in. You can't control that a lot of the time, but what you can control is the effort on the defensive side of the ball. That's what travels well. That's what has allowed this team to be such a good road club throughout the season. So I think defense is the key, as well as getting off to a strong start tonight.
We appreciate your time. Have a great one.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.